This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
This moron number one.
Big Bill, oh, secret guest. Can you give us an inkling as to who it might be?
Put moron number two on the phone.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Nice move. It's now called Big Bill Big Exclusive.
Fair enough.
And I'm sick of it. Sick of hearing about it.
You haven't heard it.
I'm sick of you talking about it. So at about 5:13, that's when I've got a feeling it might roll out. You can enjoy Big Bill's Big Exclusive. I also see Topics Brownless. What the hell's going on?
Oh, yes, what I did last night.
We get Rosie Walton in because we need to talk about some stuff you should be watching and listening to. Andy Lee is a superstar. Looking forward to him.
Wow.
Have a look at the footy tonight, maybe, depending on how much time we got. And then the joke at the end that I'm...
Two.
Well, that worries me.
That does.
If you have to roll two out, then that concerns me.
And Guernsey.
Well, the cash is there, 10 grand.
Well, don't just bypass that.
And we talk about Spud.
Yes.
Because Spud's match tonight.
Tonight.
The Magpies taking on the Saints. As I say hello to you, old exclusive.
Exclusive Brownless here, reporting for work. Very excited, Jim. I tell you what, big name guest.
Right.
And interviewed yesterday. I had to go to work, do some research.
Yes.
Which I might have stuffed up on. By yours truly. But looking forward to this. This is a big day for the Rush Hour and Triple M Radio.
Right.
Yes.
Good.
Looking forward to it. Stand by. Hello, Ryan.
I like it. Not bad, Fat. Slow. He's got a cramp. Look at him. He's cramped.
I've cramped up
to him. Wow. Oh, silly Fat.
Yep.
Let's get straight into it because we've got a big, big show. Please, Rebsy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Come now for
it's Billy's All Sports Report. Tyre Power's big Easter sale is now on. 25% off selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power.
Yeah. Buy three, get one free.
Mm-hmm. Toyo good. Passenger and SUV tyres. Tyre Power.
About it.
Big game tonight. This is a big game, Jimmy boy.
It is.
And both teams have swung the axe.
Ooh.
St Kilda have brought in Jackie Sinclair.
Well, they need
good him. Player
very
run.
Very good player.
And Zach Jones, who can run.
Yep.
They've got some...
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I'm reading this news to you.
Playing with your chair.
More run, and they'll run tonight. They
Thank
might
you.
Run the
Well,
Collingwood
I did have a good
feet.
Look today because I need to call Geelong tomorrow night at that game down there, and they were far from the worst, the Saints.
No, they were good.
They might just surprise a few this year, I reckon.
Collingwood have brought back two premiership players, Billy Frampton.
Yeah, big defender.
And Tom Mitchell.
Oh, good.
So, good game, that one.
Oh, I can't wait for this one. It's going to be a beauty.
Will be a beauty. Adelaide have signed coach Matthew Nix to a two-year extension.
Right.
Which I think is fair enough.
Fair enough. He's good showing
year.
Plenty.
Good year last year. They thought they made finals, especially your man.
Well, Keezer. Well, he probably did. He was listening to the crowd and the ball was going down the other end.
And
not his fault.
Looking at the crowd.
He was.
And look at me.
I think it did go through.
Well, yes. All right. We'll go with that. Tom Morris is reporting that Jamara Ugle-Hagan might sign on with the Bulldogs, Jim, for another 2 years.
So that's
see how I held
so
that.
So staying
back.
Where he is.
Staying back.
Right, okay.
That'd be nice. I think he should. That'd be good.
Sam Darcy plays this week, you think?
He should play for
Kick
the Dogs.
Five.
Yeah, and then we might move Noughts down back.
Big Noughts. The astronaut.
Ooh, yes.
I'm leaving him where he is.
Jared Witts signs on for another couple of years, the co-captain of the Suns.
Big
he's been,
Ruckman,
a, he's
been
a very good player, Witsy.
He has.
Former captain of North Melbourne, Anthony Stevens, has stepped down from his position on the board, Jim.
Selling the real estate down in Geelong.
Yes.
Busy man.
Busy, busy man.
Great man, the
Speaking
star.
Speaking of... North, Jim?
Yes, go on.
Speaking of North, a group of players have been quarantined from their teammates due to gastro.
Oh, gastro.
Yes.
I thought you were about to say COVID.
Jackson Archer, George Warlaw.
Yeah,
you don't want him getting crook.
No, you do not.
And Coleman Jones.
Right.
So there's a couple there.
Callum
so,
Coleman Jones.
Callum, yep.
Yes.
So we'll just keep an eye
right.
on that.
We're doing their game Saturday after the rub against the Frio Dockers.
Great game. Spuds game tonight, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
Do you know there'll be 18 clubs represented by a player or someone tonight, which is fantastic.
I saw that and I liked seeing it.
That includes Aaron Hamill from Carlton, yep. Tony Shaw Collingwood,
yep.
Brad Ottens for the Cats. What about that? He could tell that story about when he was in the lockup. And
I think he does tell that story. Yep.
Shane Crawford will be there representing Hawthorn.
Yep.
Magic Door, Paddy Ryder, Brendan Gale. That's nice.
Yes.
From Richmond. Guy McKenna will be there.
Good.
And Andrew Dillon. So that is good. That is fantastic. And Shield Cricket.
Wickets just fallen.
Well, I'll get you. I'm coming to you.
Right.
Tasmania won the toss and sent WA into bat. Yep. At the Wacker, what's the score, please?
Darcy Short has just been dismissed, caught behind.
By Belly.
So it is 1 for 110. And sent into bat.
How's the track look to you, Jim?
It looks green to the eye.
Hence why Tassie would
send him. But 1 for 110 is a decent start, but that's a big wicket. Good player, Darcy Short. So he is now heading back to the pavilion.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking down at the WA lineup, though, I like what they've got coming in. They've got some really decent players. You know Cooper Connolly?
Yes.
Who won them the Big Bash a couple of years ago. He is making his first class debut in this game. But have a listen to this. Jaden Goodwin just coming off 100.
I couldn't believe.
Hilton Cartwright, a very good player.
Not bad.
Aaron Hardy, I think, should be close to being with the test team.
Good all
Josh
rounder.
Inglis,
yes.
Australian white ball keeper batsman.
Yes.
And then Cooper comes in. So they've got a very good side.
Who keeps for WA?
Josh Inglis.
No, I don't know if he does.
Oh, hello?
I think it's the opener. The other bloke up the other end of your gym.
What?
Yeah, Whiteman, doesn't he?
No. Surely it's Josh.
I don't know.
Surely it's Josh Inglis. Australian keeper.
Yes.
Anyway, it fascinating game to watch over there. Tasmania sending WA in 1 for 110.
Okay, a phoner up next. Ring now. 133353.
I haven't set it up yet.
A fat'll set it up. Don't worry about that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, that's it. Anyway, Jing, I've been looking. Jim.
Branded me Jing.
James Brayshaw, Bill Brandless, all thanks to the Ford Ranger. Wouldn't you be rather driving Australia's number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover why at your local Ford dealer.
So we got Topics Brandless on the running sheet.
Yep. Yes.
He's just told people to ring in.
Yes.
But he hasn't set up what the topic is
yet. That's right, Jim.
So Andrew joins us from Bayswater.
This will be good.
Andrew.
Yes, how are you?
What are you ringing us for?
I don't know. Fat just said.
How you going? How's Bayswater?
Fantastic. No water in Bayswater.
And no bay.
And so no bay.
Why is it called Bayswater?
Oh, don't ask me that.
Oh, come on, Andrew. So you live there.
You just rang because he said ring, but you don't know what it's about.
No idea. But I got through.
You got through, so we've got something for you. Rabsy, come on.
Yes, T-shirt.
Come on, Rabsy.
We will find give something. You a Rush Hour T-shirt. All thanks to our mates at the Carlton Draft, tcdts.com. There you go, Andrew.
Well done, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
You get something for nothing. See? Very rarely in life, but he just didn't.
Yeah. Jared Freeman's on for Tassie, so that'll be good.
All right, Fat.
Yes.
What do you got?
Well, 133353.
That's what Andrew rang.
Yeah. Yes. But when did you save the day? Because last night I was having dinner at the Cremorne.
Right.
My old mate Paulie.
Creamy.
Yeah, creamy, beautiful. Steak night last night. Oh, very popular, Jim.
Not curried sausages.
No, steak last night.
Yep.
Anyway, having a good meal. Ginger beer. That's all. I was off the squirt last
night.
Yeah. Yeah. And old Sparky Brownless.
Sparky Brownless.
Could smell burnings.
Could you?
Yes, I could somewhere.
Could smell it.
I could smell it. Because I've done a lot of jobs, rouse about pig farming and painter. Now I'm a Sparky.
Haven't done any of them.
Yeah. Yep. So I could smell this burning rubber. So, Sparky goes over to the fuse box. I open it up. Then there's another steel door there. You've got to be very careful, Jim, with this. So I open it up, and I could smell something. I could see a bit of a burn mark. So I step back. I was very, because you've got to be very, very careful.
Mm-hmm.
And what it told me, a melting circuit breaker. That's what I could smell, Jim, a melting circuit breaker.
You know that there are millions of people listening to the show. And not one of those million believe a word you're saying.
This is true. Last night.
You wouldn't know what a melting circuit breaker looks like or smells like.
Like bloody hell, it's burning rubber. So I ring the Sparky. This is at 9:30 last night. Clintos, our man.
Rang a Sparky.
I did. And guess what?
I thought you were Sparky Brownless.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but he's more senior. So, because I took a photo of it, I sent it to him. He said, I've got to come in and fix that, Bill. So he comes in.
All you did is open up the fuse box and take a photo and send it to an electrician.
I smelt it. I could smell it. So he comes in, Clintos, and it was a burnt out circuit breaker. Very, very dangerous, Jim. So if I wasn't there to smell it, first of all, and then help Clint change it,
Which you didn't.
We both saved the day. We both saved the day.
So Clint saved the day.
Yes.
Right.
Clintos. We don't like Clint.
So the question?
When did you save the day? 133353. I saved the day. Clint saved the day. 133353. And what prizes we got, Rebs? Come on.
I think we got maybe one more Rush Hour T-shirt.
Oh, you got anything else? Come on, Rabs.
What are you doing there, Rabbits?
This is Onion, not me.
No.
I'll tell you what happens. This is Grand Prix time. Onion completely drops the ball.
He does.
And then we need to deal
with
him.
Puts his RM Williams on and waltzes out there in his moleskins.
Moleskins and his plaited belt, like a real Adelaide private school flog.
Yep, boarding school.
133353, when have you saved the day?
Exactly, like old Sparky Brownless last night.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Is that the end of the rap?
Yeah, I've run out of news.
Oh, really?
Triple M. Right now, 133353. Sparky Brownless is asking you, when did you save the day?
Wicked just fallen at the whacker, by the way, in the Shield final. 2 for 119. Goodwin just dismissed.
Who by? Who's that off spinner they got, Jim?
Jared Freeman. He's not someone I was aware of prior to today, but he's just taking a wicket. All right.
Rotund.
133353.
Yes. When have you saved the day? And Evan's there from Geelong. G'day, Evs.
G'day, Bill. Hey, boys, how are we going?
Good. When did you save the day, Evs?
Well, it was Christmas, mate. So had a big Christmas dinner. You know, you got everyone over. And, of course, you know, people bring the sweets around. And, of course, you know, Coles, they're cheap now. But I don't know how cheap they are now at Coles because the price has gone up. But we've got a box of Maltesers. And, of course, everyone's in the front room socialising. Sweets are being left in the back. And he used to have a Labrador, of course, just, you know, hunted it out, smelled it out. And, of course, we go in the back room. There's about 3 Maltesers hanging off her mouth. She's eating the whole box.
Oh, no.
They can't eat chocolate.
Not let her
eat chocolate. And I thought, oh, fruitcake. What am I going to do? So we thought, I quickly Googled how to make a dog vomit. And you do it, you get about hydrogen peroxide. So luckily I live close, Billy. You know the Shannon Ave Woolies. You'd be knowing that, wouldn't you?
Shannon Avenue at Woolies.
So I ran across there. Got some hydrogen peroxide and gave it to me dog up her gut and she vomited it all.
Oh, nice.
Hydrogen peroxide.
You pour that into the mouth?
Yeah, just straight in the mouth and just up it come and...
Saved your dog.
Made it vomit.
Yeah, it was a good day. It was a good day.
Well done, Ev. Yeah, that's a good effort.
Nicely done. All right, stay there. Alex in Geelong. Geez, we got the Cats lining up here. Hello, Alex.
Alex.
G'day, lads. How are we going?
Good, mate. Alex. What did you do, mate?
Good. Not so much myself here, lads, but a bit of a shout-out to some of my teammates on the weekend.
Yes.
Up against Howie's mighty bonehead Seagulls, who finished top of the ladder in the semi-final.
Yeah.
Collapsed to 6 for 40 there, a few early wickets.
Ooh.
And Alistair, Jack, and our 12-year-old at number 11 faced 100 balls each to get us over the line by one wicket and knock off Howie's team.
Wow. Nice.
Alistair, Jack, and the 12-year-old.
12-year-old.
Yep. The 12-year-old also got hit in the head with a couple of balls to go there and a few runs to win and continued to bat on to win us the game. Ooh, so,
what's his name? Yeah. Can we say his first name, maybe?
Will Boyd, down from Queenscliff Cricket Club.
Wilbur.
Good on you, Will.
All right, that's good. That's saving the day.
Yeah.
Rick in Yarraville. Hello, Rick.
Evening, gents. How are you?
Yeah, good, Rico. What have you done?
Well, the other day, I'm a member of what's called Good Sam, which is an Ambulance Victoria product. So if you've got a skills in CPR and someone has an event, if you're close by, they send a message to your phone and you turn up and see if you can help out.
Oh.
Well, the other day I was in Boronia and I got a message, got there first there. Anyway, get my defib out, connect the defib up, zap the bloke, getting back upright talking at the end.
Oh, beautiful.
You saved his life.
This is almost a brag artist. I'm liking it.
I've tried brag artists. I couldn't ever get on.
Well, that's good.
You know the defib. You know there's instructions because if you had to grab a defib and open it up, there are instructions that make it easy to use.
Yeah, it tells you what to do.
Good.
Yeah.
That's bloody good, Rick. He wouldn't be here without you, so that
well
is quality.
Yeah, I like
Ben,
that, Jim.
I don't know where Ben's from, Rabbits.
Wodonga and Albury.
I get from Albury. Hello, Benny.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Benny.
That's the way.
Go.
Once I was going to the local shopping centre and I was heading up the escalator and in front of me was a group of about a dozen elderly women. And the one at the front had a walking frame and she tripped as she was getting off the escalator.
Ooh.
So there was a huge pile up,
yeah.
And coming up behind me was old mate with the trolleys, had about 20 trolleys coming up.
Oh, no. Right.
And he couldn't back up. So no. I climbed over the side and climbed up to the front of the escalator and hit the emergency stop button and probably saved 10 lives, I reckon.
Oh, 10.
Wow.
Well done.
Well, the trolleys were coming, Jim. All the old girls had fallen over.
No, I heard the story, Billy.
Couldn't back them up.
Couldn't
back them up, of course. So hit the stop button.
Well done, that's
pretty
Ben.
Much what Ben said,
yep.
And that's what happened. Mickey's in queue. Hello, Mickey.
Good afternoon, gents. How are we all?
Going beautifully. When did you save the day?
I actually saved my now wife's life. So at the beginning of COVID, that fantastic time, she was over at my joint. That's when we started dating. She came over to my joint, and of course, you're allowed to have the intimate partners. And on her way home, she was at the lights, good old East Bentley, and she's gone at the lights. It was a green light. She was about to turn right onto North Road and didn't see there was a massive ute coming that way that wasn't going to stop.
Ooh.
And essentially, I was pretty much standing on the corner like Jim would be with his tailor mates, jumping up and down.
Yep.
And she stopped, looked at me, and the car just went right through her and pretty much would have cleaned her up if she went through it.
Wow.
So, yeah, save the day.
Well done. Still married?
We got married back in November, so that was about 3 years ago now, and we're married now for about 4 months.
Beautiful.
Oh, good. That's
nicely done, Mick.
Well done. Mickey boy.
Jeez, there's some good calls there.
We got another one.
Yeah. Oh, hello.
Dazzling.
Oh, Dazzler.
The Bill. Dazzler.
Hey, Bill. How you going?
Yeah, good, Dazzler. And Jim's here, Dazzler.
Hey, Jimmy.
And Rabs is here, Dazzler.
Hey, Dazzler.
Rabsy.
What do you got for us, Daz?
Yeah, it was down the beach house having a swim, and there was a mum and her three kids on the rocks, and my wife has started yelling out, the tide was coming in, and we pulled them off the rocks, mate. They were doing a bit of the old don't know the beach photo thing.
Yeah.
And we pulled them off the rocks, they were pretty knackered, and got them in. They're wrapped, and they tried to buy us dinner, and they end up leaving us a bottle of Jimmy on the front porch and that. But anyway,
work
nicely done, Daz.
Mum and three kids.
Down a Phillip Island, So yeah.
Well done, Dazzling.
I like that.
Save mum and three kids.
Bill, this is going to be hard for you to hand a prize out.
I know, because there's some very good ones.
Saving the days everywhere.
Well, I think Rick, who used the defib.
Yep.
And save the
got a man back up and talking.
Exactly, Rico. Like so you have won.
You've won an exclusive Rush Hour Carlton Draft T-shirt, Rick.
Oh, you beauty.
And you'll be wearing that with pride, Ricardo.
Excellent, thank you.
Good work.
And Jim, you've got one there.
Not bad.
There's plenty of prizes.
Not bad tactics.
They all deserved a prize. They were all amazing calls, by the way.
Is that it, Rabs?
Head to tcdtees.com and use the code RUSHHOUR at the checkout to get 10% off any order. Every club has great merchandise at the Carlton Draft. DRAFT.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
No, that's not correct, Jim. Don't be saying that. That's inflammatory.
Big Bill's big exclusive has tickled everyone's fanty, including
Fanty herself.
Hose has come back from the track, walked into the studio and said,
I just
Who's
have to find
exclusive?
Out who it is.
You got the Cats colours on too. Well done. They play tomorrow night. Now tell us, how's it out at the track?
Good. The lake, I don't know how they do it. I drive past that lake pretty much every day, as do you, Rebs.
Yes, I do.
I've never seen it look more blue.
Oh,
really?
How do they do it?
Die.
Magnificent. Beautiful weather.
Yes.
They let some locals in.
Good.
Nice.
Some school children. Saw Oscar Piastri getting welcomed at Melbourne Walk.
Oh,
he was in a
good
Richmond jumper.
Well, he loves his Tigers.
He said that.
All right. Now, I'm going there tonight, Hose.
Where?
Tonight.
You can hear I'm going to.
It was glamour on the grid last night.
The AMG Mercedes cocktail party.
Exclusive.
Because of Mercedes Berwick.
Mercedes-Benz Berwick, I'm putting the suit on. And Lisa's getting nicely glammed up.
Do you have to do anything?
No, I am not.
Are you talking?
Because you can talk. Like, you can drive. You think you're a good driver. You can do everything.
Driver. Well, I can do it.
There's nothing he can do, is it?
Can't do?
Nothing he can't do.
Now, Hose, we need.
So if you're in Melbourne about 5:30, look for the RAF plans.
F1s?
No, some other thing.
Oh, right.
RAF F1s?
Historical.
Right.
maybe a roulette.
F-40s or what are they called? The bloody the fighter jets these days.
The 747s.
Or? No, that's your Cessna. They don't roll anymore either. I think the
Fokker friendship. All of them.
We don't need your Fokker friendship.
I need your Fokker help. Now, host, I want to speak to you because we often chat off air about stuff that we've been watching or listening to.
Yes.
And I don't think there's ever been a better time in the history of television to watch amazing content.
It is very good at the moment.
It's ridiculous.
The Gentleman, which is, urge people to watch that before I'd even seen it.
Yeah, good. Yes.
Netflix.
Well,
it is
so the movie
brilliant.
Was brilliant enough. Yep. Guy Ritchie, and if you love Guy Ritchie, which I know both of us do, that was superb. And they've now made a TV show out of it. So I started watching it thinking, well, I've already seen the film, so I know the premise. What the hell?
It is incredible, Bill.
A lot of swearing.
A lot of swearing, a lot of fighting, a lot of nefarious activity. Eight episodes.
A lot of killing.
It is good. So much blood.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's really good.
You cannot take your eye off the screen, so make sure you watch The Gentleman. What else you got?
Oh, well, I've just finished watching on Stan. It's an Australian series called Prosper. It's got Richard Roxburgh in it with Rebecca Gibney.
Yep.
And they're a Hillsong type operation.
Ooh.
So like a church that's trying to make it big in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not nice people.
Oh, Prosper.
Prosper. And it looks like the ending to this season looks like there could be more. So good local activity.
I've got a couple you must watch. Masters of the Air on Apple TV.
Yes, my partner started watching this and I'm like, oh, schnorfest, because he loves his war planes and that sort of thing. Episode 3, I'm like, okay. Episode 4, hooked.
I know.
It's got Austin Butler in it, who was Elvis.
And he is a good looking boy.
Very good. But it's all about World War II fighter pilots.
Bombers from England, but they're all American.
Germany.
Yeah, the 100. It's actually brilliant.
What's it on?
Masters of the Air. That's on Apple TV.
That's good. Nice. Good.
The other one that Lisa and I watched was The New Look, which is
about Coco Chanel,
Christian Dior, and Coco Chanel
with Ben Mendelsohn.
And he is brilliant.
Love Mendo.
He is Christian Dior in the show. Mm. I've never had any line of sight on Coco Chanel, but my God,
Rob Gold.
Bloody Rob Gold.
No,
really? Gold is a good way to express that.
Okay.
Jesus.
One more bit of TV. It only started last night. It's called Palm Royale. Ooh. It's a bit Desperate Housewives, a bit Mad Men, and a bit Big Little Lies. It's set in the 60s in like Palm Beach.
Okay.
Funny, apparently.
Like
very funny. It only started last night, Apple TV, so that'll be the next big thing.
Outback Truckers on 7, mate.
It's been going a long time.
Steve and his 1994 Kenworth. Yeah. He loves his Kenworth. He loves
it.
Podcasting. We spoke last year about Smartless, which is absolutely brilliant.
Available on the Listener app.
If you haven't caught up with that, it's nuts.
You love it.
But an extension of that is Armchair Experts, and not the show that follows me on Friday night on Channel 7.
Not that
isn't brilliant, because it is, but the same name. This has been on podcasting out of the States for years with Dax Shepard.
Yes.
It is.
I know the name. Yep. I'm not overly familiar with his
work. If you Google Dax Shepard, as soon as he comes up, you know who he is.
Yeah.
I think it's the Big Daddy. It's the North Star of all these podcasts that the famous American actors have done.
Okay.
He's with the first. And it is I think her name's Monica Cadman or something like that. And she is awesome as well.
And is it an interview podcast or is it more they explore?
It's spread out to a whole lot of things, but I've mainly listened to when they get Jason Bateman in or when they get, you know, big name stars.
Right.
In.
Why is it so good?
Well, they go for like 2 hours.
But
and it's
just
a rolling conversation. Yeah. So it's not a hard-hitting interview where the person doesn't want to answer the questions.
Right.
It's literally just a very relaxed conversation.
Because it's a comfortable space for them because they're talking with, you know, people that they know.
Yes. Kurt Russell and his son Wyatt came on the
fantastic.
Other day because Dax used to go out with Kate Hudson.
Okay.
And that is very cool.
Kurt Russell's great.
Oh, yeah. You know what he said, which I love? He talked about actors. And he said, you know, that he was an athlete. He was a professional baseballer, Kurt Russell.
Right.
Got injured and then went into acting, started acting, went to professional baseball, came back. And he said, actors are normally sort of small, petite people.
Yes.
And he said, I've always gone by the mantra that, and when he's talking about an actor, he's meaning a man because he's in his 60s, so he's a bit of a throwback in that
throwback,
sense.
Yes.
He says, I've always looked at actors as a little more than a woman and a little less than a man. I'm not sure you can actually utter that sentence.
Well,
but he doesn't give his stuff.
Yeah.
It's 2024 and he says whatever he likes.
Good.
So Armchair Experts, Dax Shepard, check that out.
Good stuff.
All right, Hose, good seeing you.
Bye-bye.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I should never, ever say anything.
Anything ever.
after us from 6 p.m. from the MCG. It is the Thursday Rub. Jack Hevren, Isaac Smith, Kate McCarthy, Jay-Z Clark ahead of St Kilda and Collingwood, which is Spud's match, JB.
Yes, it is. And we get to this point of every year. Not that it takes this point, because we think about him regularly, the great man. In fact, my young bloke's part of the Sandy Dragon setup, so I often have to go and pick him up, which means I pull up next to the Danny Frawley Centre, where they're doing amazing
that
things.
That is fantastic
there.
The mental health building
they've got there. And it's
the
just,
ground, everything.
Well, the whole thing's amazing. Yeah, but the Danny Frawley Centre is something they're doing brilliantly well. So I think of him all the time, but especially when we get to this week. And I'm walking in today, plugging my computer in and getting ready. At the same time as Rabbits, he's playing some Spud from the Vault.
Yes.
Now, we've got a lot of Spud from
there's
the
There's a lot there.
And a lot of what we've heard before, and he's hilarious, like makeup and when he had the chompers dusted and all.
Team of the Century.
All the Team of the Century. All the stuff we've heard.
Yeah.
But Rabs was rolling through some stuff I hadn't heard before. Well, I obviously had heard before because I was on at the time, but I hadn't heard it replayed since. And, fat. When you hear it,
you just
remember what an idiot Spud was. As soon as you put a live microphone or camera in front of him, he transformed from a bloke who had idiot already in him to a total idiot.
How was he a coach? Serious senior coach?
I honestly don't know. One of the greatest blokes God's ever put life into, Spud, but have a listen to some of this.
You've got to be humble in defeat, but not in victory.
No.
That's right. Looking at us now, how are you going? Yeah, we're in here, you're out there. Because we're number one. You're going out.
Yeah. Can I actually not come back in?
No. Out again. Out again. Get out. This is not good enough.
Oh, God. Spud's grabbed on him. Manhandling purple.
Look, I'm that busy I've got to put a boy on, I do. Now I know how bloody Brad Pitt feels. Walking around the streets, getting recognised everywhere. Some of the entrees were roast figs with ricotta. Then we had soft shell crab tortilla with avocado, black bean and jalapeno salad.
Jalapeno. Tortilla and jalapeno.
Soft fajitas with Cuban bread.
Well done, fellas.
There it is, Tony Lockett. Spud, you look a little bit emotional at the moment. What can you say?
Let me just have a think.
Cop that, Maria! Cop that, JB, you skinny little star! This is the greatest day of my life!
This one, how you going? I said, just call me number one. It's all about me brand.
He promised to get Tony Lockett.
For how many years?
I reckon it was 3 years. Three straight years. Yeah. He said, no, I got him. He's coming on. And he never did. No. And then eventually he came on and I think the Chompers was with us and asked a question that Tone wasn't overly happy with. I'm not sure he was happy with Chompers full stop. But anyway, we finished it and Spud had, there's no way I can say it. He had a stiffy you could see from the moon. He was that pumped.
Did he ask him a question?
I don't know that
just
he
just sat
did.
There and listened.
He did, and just rambled as poor old Tony Lockett was trying to answer some of the questions because he couldn't wait for the interview to finish belt into Purple and I because we said he'll never get him on. Honestly. It's
that time when he introduced him at the the Hall of Fame.
He's a Bradman of our game. No, that's it. I've lost it.
What he used to do, he used to love lining up Damo and you.
He did.
And he'd manhandle you, wouldn't he?
I know. If he got hold of Purple, which he did a couple of times.
And how strong he was.
What about it when they had that 100-meter race, remember?
No.
Purple said, I'll beat you over 100.
Yeah.
Have you got it for us?
Tony Lockett.
He's humble. He doesn't like talking about himself. He is the Don Bradman of our game. I'm sorry to get emotional, but I've lost it. Thank you.
Everyone's waiting for the big intro.
He got 25 seconds in.
No, 10.
And then, of course, Sam on the footy show said, well, that's a character flaw. But he said to Purple, we're going to have a 100-metre race. I'll beat you easily. And Damo's like, no, you won't. Anyway, so we got to the race. I think Gaz was down there as the official.
Yes.
And they got started, and within 5 metres, Spud realised he wasn't going to win.
Ooh.
So then he went 45 degrees across to tackle the warrior, bring him to ground and club him.
What a flat.
Purple just got away from him. And then Spud was left sprawled on the ground and Purple won by about 85 metres. One of the all-time greats.
When he played, he was quick and strong.
Well, you would have played near him.
Yeah, well, I did.
He would have played
Ablett. He got Ablett.
They used to punch on.
Oh, they did. And he did very well on Ablett. I think the most goals Gary Ablett ever kicked on him was three, which is unbelievable.
And he would have just never minded him getting physical either.
No. They both got physical. I used to look over there and I'm not going there.
Well, they reckon that there was a game at Cardinia Park where they started wrestling before the bounce.
Yeah.
And Buddha Hocking got the clearance out of the centre and kicked it long to the top of the square, and it hit Spud in the back of the head.
Yeah, that's right.
But they were still wrestling, and the ball hit Spud in the back of the head.
He was a good player.
Legend. He was a legend and one of the funniest men I have ever met. So before we enjoy the Saints and the Pies tonight, think about the great Danny Frawley.
And we'll be paying tribute to him in the broadcast pre-game as well. And if you haven't got a ticket yet, make sure you do. Go along to Spud's game. Temper Trap are performing live from 7 p.m. before the game. And Pete Murray as well. Make sure you head along.
In defeat, but never in victory, you reckon?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You had enough, or were you still going?
I think Hose had enough about 5 minutes ago.
Triple M's Rush Hour, all thanks to the Ford Ranger. The Ford Ranger, Bill, is Australia's number one selling vehicle.
And the Ranger has evolved from a work vehicle into an essential part of Aussie life, catering for the tradies, of course, for the families, for office workers, and adventure seekers.
And Geelong footballers as well.
It's a modern day sports car, by the way, the ute. And I was at Talking Footy last night. I was parked next to Sal. He's got the Raptor, I think, is the model he's got. It's a good looking black thing. They're a good truck, no doubt about it, Rabbits.
Wouldn't you rather be driving number one selling vehicle, the Ford Ranger? Discover it for yourself at your local Ford dealer.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I want a bin at my desk. Yes. And the other thing, Jim, I don't ask for more, much. I just want...
Now,
big game.
It is time. 10 grand. Rabbits.
Think you know AFL Guernsey numbers?
I've never seen half of these Nipsies play football in my life.
Now's your chance to prove it. 10 names, 10 numbers, 10 grand.
That is the best prize ever.
It's the Rush Hour's Guernsey Cash.
What the oath it is.
And have a look, Jim.
What do we got?
Leah.
Leah.
Is this our first female had on Guernsey Cash? Welcome, Leah.
Hello.
Good on ya. How are you feeling?
Yeah, pretty good. I'm a bit nervous.
All right. Who are you back for?
The Pies.
You know your numbers?
Yes, it's actually my secret talent. So many people have messaged me about this.
Wow.
So I'll probably choke.
And what would you spend the money on, Leah?
Probably a holiday. You've got a little baby now, so a bit of time away would be nice.
How old?
9 months.
Oh, Mum.
Just you and the baby.
You're on the tools.
Don't worry about Dad. Just you and the baby away on a holiday. Yeah. That'd be nice. Yes.
Good.
Perfect. All right.
Come on, Leah. Let's go.
Here are the rules.
30 seconds on the clock. Leah will read out a current or former AFL player and their team. You just need to tell us which number they wore for that team. If they have worn multiple numbers, we'll accept either answer. You can pass. We'll come back if there is time. If you get all 10 right, you win $10,000. And the timer starts as soon as JB reads out the first player and their name.
All right, Ellie, you ready to roll?
Yep.
Here we go. Tony Lockett, Sydney.
Tony Lockett, Sydney. Oh, shit.
Pass.
Pass.
Dane Beams, Brisbane.
9.
Cade Simpson, Carlton.
6.
Chris Tarrant, Collingwood.
20.
Sam Wiedemann, Essendon.
20.
Jai Miss, Fremantle.
24.
Michael Hibbert, Essendon.
34,
Nathan Rovat, Western Bulldogs.
28.
Jackson Trengove, Port Adelaide.
12.
Too
well done.
Long spent on Plugger.
Plugger was 4 of 46.
Oh, my God.
4, Leah.
I know that.
And then you got Beamsy, you got Simo, Simpson. You got Chris Tarrant, 20. Sam Wiedemann wore 10, not 20. You got
Giant Miss.
The
Pig Hibbard.
30. You said 34 is 1 or 43. Yep. Rovat was 13 or 24. And you said 28. Oh, and then you got Trengove, 12. So,
not bad, though.
Yeah, not bad.
Leah, you obviously know. You do know your numbers. You could hear
that. Yeah, that was a
choke. Oh, well, Plugger. I thought Plugger would be the one you'd get first and easy.
Oh, 46,
And you're away. And right. 4. He wore 4 everywhere.
He did.
Yeah.
What did he wear for...
St Kilda?
2.
St Kilda.
No, that was Spud.
That was Spud.
No, 4. 4 at St Kilda and 4 at Sydney. Remember, it was Ben Matthews, wouldn't give it up. So he had to wear 46, I reckon.
I like it. All right, what are we giving Leah?
Thank you, Leah.
Nah, we'll find Leah a $200 Neverland store voucher, the home of Australian streetwear.
Thank you.
There you go, Leah.
Happy with that, Leah?
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Another chance tomorrow. That was tough. Another chance tomorrow to win $10,000 on the Rush Hour with Guernsey Cash.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Name three of the nine towns in the Macedon Ranges.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless.
I am sick and tired of reading about, hearing about, being told about Big Bill's big exclusive.
That's it, Jim.
That's it. That's what he's branded his own bid as.
Yes.
Big Bill's big exclusive.
Well, we've done some big interviews, haven't we, together?
Yes.
And I've done some big ones. Shaq, of course.
Which went down like a lead balloon.
That was actually wrought iron hang very good.
Yes.
Well, wait to hear this one. But this one is better, Jimmy boy.
The Prime Minister last year.
Elbo. So,
And he's been on the nose ever since.
All by me, by the way. They don't want to talk to you.
I don't think these have gone well as a rule.
But this is a big day for Triple M Radio. Oh. Big day. Just not the Rush Hour. Triple M Radio. Because I haven't heard him anywhere else on radio.
I see.
At all.
You know when he gets the stupid, concerned look on his face? Is like he's taking himself seriously?
Yeah. And, of course, he's in town. He's got a big event this weekend.
Right.
And old Fat went down yesterday to interview the one, the only, Oscar Piastri.
Oh, wow.
Welcome home, Oscar. Great to have you back in Melbourne, mate.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
That's good. Been out to see mum and dad and the family?
I have, yes. Yes, seen them all and seen some friends, which has been nice, yeah.
Good. Now tell us, how do you prepare for this weekend and the track?
So for the weekend, I'm obviously born in Melbourne, but I haven't lived here for ages. So come over from the UK, try and get used to the time zone. So I've been here for a few days getting used to that. And yeah, that's all under under control now.
Good.
Do some of my commitments with the media, yes. Some of our sponsors and stuff, which is good fun. Tomorrow at the track, do all our sort of media day, which we have at every race weekend.
Sure.
And sit down with the engineers, see how we're going to make the car fast, and go from there.
Have you actually been around the Albert Park track?
Yeah.
Yourself. You haven't driven it? Have you ever driven around the Albert Park, the track here?
Yeah. When I was a kid growing up, all the time.
Yeah.
And last year, of course.
Yes, last year, that's right. What are you? Well, your thoughts on the first two races? So last week, you're in form. Last round was really good. Fourth.
Yeah, no, it was a good weekend, definitely. I think our car is kind of the third quickest at the moment. Red Bull and Ferrari, they're a step ahead of us at the moment. So
how do you catch them?
Make our car faster or drive faster or both.
Or
they break down. Yeah. So so we'll try our best. But fourth last weekend was a really good result. So hopefully we can get one further up and be on the podium this time.
Because we'd love to see you on the podium. And Aussie's never been on the podium here. That would be fantastic.
It would be. It would be very, very good. So hopefully I can make it happen. But we'll see.
Would you do a shoey or something? Or you got something in store?
I haven't got that far yet. I mean, the shoe is kind of Daniel's thing. I might adopt it as well, but...
An Oscar?
An Oscar. I got no idea what an Oscar is, but I'll try my best.
I give them away. It's an award overseas, yes. I live in Geelong, right? So it takes me about an hour and a half from the Westgate Bridge. If you're in the McLaren,
yep.
How long would it take you to get from the Westgate to Geelong?
Oh, probably about half an hour, I reckon.
Jeez, that'd be nice, Eric. There's a lot of traffic there. Would I actually fit in an F1 car in your car?
Probably not, if I'm honest. No.
No, that's all right. I don't think so. No? Not at all?
I don't think so.
All right. A couple others. Are you barrack for Richmond?
I barrack for Richmond, yes.
And where did you watch the 2017 Grand Final?
I actually watched it from a hospital bed.
I heard that.
It was precautionary hospital checks, but hospital bed, woke up, and I think it was the fourth quarter, and we were still up. So that was good.
Do you know who James Brayshaw is?
Nah, never heard of him.
Oh, that's what we want.
I do know who he is.
You know when you drive around in the McLaren, do you have Triple M on?
Not in the UK.
Oh.
But when good. I'm here, yes.
Right.
I mean, I'm waiting to hear another one of your bakes.
Oh, I'll bake you if you don't make the podium, all right? Now, here are Vince Brownless. He gets a T-shirt. How lucky is that? And
thank
an
you
air
very
freshener,
much.
You can put in the McLaren.
Thank you very much.
A triple M one, by the way.
Thank you very much. It's almost matches our colours, too.
Oh, there you
it's,
go.
It's pretty
orange.
Good.
Yeah,
it's,
there we go.
It's on brand, so
on
thank
brand.
You.
Well done. Hey, all the best, Oscar.
Thank you very much.
Can't wait to see you on the podium.
Cheers. Thank you.
So, a couple of things. Firstly, could you have done the interview when someone wasn't doing the vacuuming in the background?
That's not my fault.
That would have been the first thing I would have said. The staff in the hotel, can you just stop vacuuming for a minute while we're
in his room?
That's the first thing.
That's
secondly,
beer's his fault. Yeah.
Have you ever driven the track?
I know.
He drove in last year's Formula One Grand Prix here in Australia.
I overlooked that. Oh. In my research, I overlooked that, Jim.
But a good young boy.
Well, good boy. A very well brought up boy.
Oh, my God. And how well is he driving? He's a bloody star, mate, but he will be the world champion.
You don't know how big he is, Jim. There were people waiting out the front of the hotel where we went, like young girls, and people wanted the McLaren sign, their cars and things like that. So he is huge.
But, Fat, we had the boys in the other day, the V8 boys.
Brock Feeney, Will Brown.
They all said they're tiny. Yeah. F1 drivers are tiny.
And the car.
And they are.
The seats and all
but
that.
But they've got to be strong. Oh. Small and strong.
So he is huge.
I love what
he's
doing.
Worldwide. He's worldwide.
Was it just a one-on-one interview? Was it
one-on-one.
Was it an event or?
No, it was an event for their sponsors, but we got 3 minutes, Jim, and that was it.
That was it.
And the old mate was winding me
Jog on.
He was winding me up, standing in my line after 2.5 minutes, winding me up.
Did you get any merch? A McLaren hat or something?
No, nothing. But I gave him the old Bins T-shirt.
Yeah, nice.
And the very good air freshener put it in the McLaren. That was a good little gag, Jim. But what about
a little visual one.
He said, actually, you couldn't see it on radio. What about he mentioned the bake? So guess what?
If
he doesn't come 1, 2, or 3, he's going to get baked.
Oh, I like it. I like it, Fat. Well done. Good. That's a good exclusive.
See?
A good exclusive.
Another one by Fat.
All right. Triple M's Rush Hour
with JB and Billy. Guess what I haven't got in my new apartment?
What?
A mirror.
Good. Yeah. I would leave it that way.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. We're joined by good friend of the show, Andy Lee, who tonight is launching an event with two of our favourite products, Bill, Dim Sims and Frothies.
Our next guest is a radio and television superstar who's basically mastered both formats. So every now and again, he likes to check in here to see how the other half lives.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
Yeah, good, Will. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm nervous. Nervous as a cat on a hot tin roof.
Why the cat in a hot tin roof nervous?
Well, their little paws get burnt. I don't know. Anyway,
things haven't improved, Andy.
Please welcome Andy Lee.
Yeah. I think it's good for you and Haim to visit this studio every now and then.
It does. It gives us a lot of confidence. It shows that how low the bar can drop and you can still have a job. It feels great. In fact, I was wandering past the studio the other day
when you
had Mille Jedinak in.
Well done. Well done.
Yes. You didn't try and pronounce his name once, I don't think.
Well, it's spelled Smile. But it's Mille and a very good player for the Socceroos.
Never have I seen a bloke on you doing all the heavy lifting again, Jim. Never have I seen a bloke pretend that he's into the Hotspurs as much as this bloke. You bring up Son, he's like, "Whoa, good player." All you did for the whole interview was occasionally make a sound.
That's what he does.
You said Son. You didn't say his other name, by the way.
Well,
just went with
that's
Son.
What he's known as.
Then the other.
No, he's not.
Then Bill, you might not remember this.
Yeah.
But you realised that your torch was on your phone.
Yeah, I did.
And then,
batteries are running low.
Mid-interview, he's sitting there trying to work out how to turn the torch off on his phone. Yednak just weaved his world. He just changed his angle 60 degrees and decided to only look at JB.
He did.
Well, and I stumped him during the interview.
I like
to bring that up.
Yeah, yeah. You see, yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Yes, I did stump him. He's in there.
Yes.
Asked him what a Hotspur was, and he didn't know.
But to be fair, the head of communications from Tottenham Hotspurs, a British chap sitting outside, I said, "Oh, what is it?" And he went, "I don't know."
No. I just assumed it was the logo, which is obviously a spur. But
we've since found out it was the founder of the... of the club, Harry Hotspur.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
Now, what have you been up to? Please, we're going to get to Dimmies and Tinnies.
We'll get to Dimmies and Tinnies.
You've been in New Zealand. I saw playing in the Open. How did that go?
Played in the New Zealand Open. It can be a bit daunting when the cameras come around and follow you in a professional golfing situation. Camera just perched right behind me. I hosled one.
Yeah, I saw that.
Oh, my God. Hosled?
It was on for golf. In golfing, for those who aren't in golf, It is when you hit it sideways
at
pace.
Yep.
And it went straight into a house on the other side. Thanks. The clang was huge, and the commentator went, "There's the old Hazel rocket from Andy Lee. Great to have him here."
it's basically hitting it straight over extra cover.
Yeah,
extra
cover. It is awful shot.
Terrible.
And so the pressure did get to me. Apparently it was the spa retreat, so there would have been people in there that were having their hot stone massage or whatever that would have asked their money back after the gong went off.
Who was your pro? Who did you play with?
Jack Munro.
Played well?
Brisbane Philly. Nut played appallingly. I dragged him down.
You brought him down.
I would have absolutely brought him down. But a great event.
Yeah, cool.
I mean, it's pretty amazing over
Queenstown.
There.
A lot of people go there. Is that Punter playing
that
one?
Punter, Ash Barty. In fact, we had before the day before the tournament, they had all the players there and a big crowd and VIPs. And because New Zealand were getting thrashed by Aussies in the cricket.
Oh, yes.
Which was just tremendous.
Awesome.
Great.
They said, we want to do a chip and a putt off in teams of two, but we want to stack the New Zealands. It's two New Zealand teams against one Aussie.
Right. Yes.
Ricky was meant to be, it was meant to be Ash and Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky was off caught up in a meeting about his IPL team, apparently, because someone's got an injury or whatever. Anyway, so I get caught up instead of Rick, which should have been the right instinct to begin with.
And Ash.
And Ash turns to me and says, "Do you want to chip or do you the putt?" Because they were chipping. It was a 35-metre chip over a creek.
Oh, no.
Soft landing.
I'm not doing that.
And I said, look, I'll do the putt, Ash. Ash puts it to 3 foot.
Oh,
wow.
And
the two New Zealand teams don't put it in, don't even get it on the green.
Wow.
I miraculously get the one putt and the Aussies get another win. So, yes, Ash and I undefeated.
So she can play, Ash Barty?
She can play.
Yeah.
She can really play. I had a practice round with her and with Rick. The day before as well. Just amazing focus. Boring to watch, though. Nothing goes sideways, just straight up and down.
Also immune, I find tennis players when they play golf, immune to any form of pressure, like Todd Woodbridge, Paddy Rafter.
Leighton Hewitt.
They all play brilliant golf, and when it comes to shots that I would crap myself trying to do, they just shut their eyes and do it. It's like ridiculous.
I was playing the Australian Open back in the day with Jason Day. Our four was Jason Day, Leighton Hewitt, and Ed Jenkins, who was the captain of the Australian Rugby Sevens team.
Jenko. Yep.
they could probably call him Jenko, yeah.
And Hewitt, back to the wall, whenever we needed him, it was a team's event, he would roll up and put it in.
Unbelievable. Oh. Yep.
And so he rolls in this 12-foot putt, and I turn to him and go, and the crowd cheers, and he just walks and picks up the ball like he does all the time. He's not that good at golf. So I turned to him and said, "No, that's when you should have gone, come on."
Yeah, yeah.
You know, with his hand to his face.
Yep.
And he said, "No, I know when to come on." And I said, "No, you do for tennis, but you don't for golf. I don't think you'll ever do that again this round. We're going down the last." I put my one in close for the first time I contributed to the team, and he's put into the bunker on the right.
Right.
And I said, "See, told you, you had no idea. There's about 300 people watching out of the bunker. Clips one, lands, rolls in.
No.
And?
Crowd goes wild. He turns to me and goes, come on!
See that? Yeah. You and I have both done this, Andy, and that he's played in those sort of things with the late, great Shane Warne.
Yes.
And he was exactly the same. When you went and played the holes out the back where there were no people, he was nowhere.
Nowhere.
He was having eights.
Yep.
So, like, you know, sculling chips and leaving him in bar. And then as soon as you got anywhere where there were people, he became a scratch marker.
And if there were any attractive women, he went off plus four.
Then he became Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
Sounds like me. You've been busy, New Zealand Open, but then you posted a photo on Insta yesterday and you're in California.
Yeah, got back I got back Sunday.
Oh.
Sunday, yes. But I tend to delay the posts, Bill.
Oh.
Sometimes through laziness, and other times because if someone's like you in LA and you go, "Oh, I'm here as well. I don't want to see
Bill." No, exactly.
We could have got on the gummies together.
I don't blame you.
That's what you do in LA. That's what
I don't do it, but you can do it. It's legal there, Bill.
Well, bloody me and the kids, we had a great old time.
Now
we did. Now Dimmies and Tinnies. This is fantastic.
Dimmies and Tavern. London Tavern. Yeah, Dimmies and Tinnies. 4 years in the making.
4 years.
They put less research and development into golf drivers than we have into these dimmies.
Gee.
We were having a few beers one day out of cans, and one of my mates had a dimmy. He said, "This is good, but shouldn't we have a premium dim sim?" Now, the word premium and dim sim hasn't really been put together. On a Venn diagram, they're in separate circles, but that's why we wanted to push them together. And so we flew a chef out from New York.
No.
Yeah, the chef of Chinese Tuxedo. Yeah, I think you've been there. With Eddie.
Eddie, good man. Eddie, we like Eddie. Yeah.
Great restaurant. And he started working on a recipe. We liked them. We've since done a deal with Marathon to produce them because we want them to look like the torpedo ones, the traditional ones.
Right.
But it's a lot of rigmarole, and then you have to wait for them to be frozen. Then you taste test again off the back of the freezing. We didn't like them, so we went again. But 4 years later, we have dim sims that we think are premium and delicious. And today we are launching Dimmies and Timmies. It's a little pop-up caravan. If you're on your way to the MCG today or Saturday, Sunday, drop past Lennox Street, the London Tavern, and grab yourself a dimmy.
So answer me this question. Are you a fried or are you a...
I'm steamed.
Steamed. See, this causes great concern in our house.
No.
I'm the only fried.
Fried.
The rest of them all go steamed.
No, you got to be
and
fried.
That doesn't taste or look right to me.
Well, we did this on the 100. We actually asked the question of the 100.
Oh, yeah.
More people steamed.
No.
Really?
Yes.
That's got me buggered. It really has. I just can't get my head around steamed. I like steamed. Steamed.
Here's another one. With a dimmy, what end do you start eating it from?
The
rounded end or the one that's kind of latched at the top?
Round end.
Round end.
I'm around as well.
Yeah.
But a lot of people think, no, that's the bottom of the cup. You should be starting with the top. Otherwise, it's going to fall out. Yeah. Not fair.
No, I get that.
But also, steamed and rounded is the popular opinion.
Yeah, right. Wow.
And also potato cakes.
Oh, yeah. Got a little jib.
There's a surprise. Bill likes potato cakes.
I love them, but I only get two or three.
Bill, I've been told if you're going to come and visit, we need a few more cooks.
You do. Hey, now, we can't let you go without talking about the Blues. 2-0. Airborne.
It was look, obviously, everything I talked to Harry about over the break is coming off, which is nice.
It has.
To be honest, I don't think we're playing our best footy, but we're kind of getting the job done, which is what Collingwood did last 2 years. So it's nice that we're winning the close ones. And I feel for Doc, though.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
It's that's
he does not deserve that.
Doesn't deserve it, but if anyone can come back, that he'll be able to do it. But it's pretty exciting. Unfortunately, we've got a week off the early bye.
Oh no, you'll be right though. Well, I think after that, you've got the very very tough
Kangas.
The Kangas
Good Friday clash. Did you love the Blues Brothers round one? I thought that was brilliant.
I like
brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I was up there for the prelim. And, I mean, it was the best quarter of football I've ever been a part of when the Blues in the prelim got that six-goal jump on them.
Yes.
But as far as an away crowd owning a stadium, the sound's been huge from the Blues fans when they've been up there.
It was unbelievable because prior to that, obviously, you're 46 points down and I'm doing the game thinking, no one's making any noise.
Yeah.
It's like eerie. It's like a silent crowd of people that aren't enjoying what they're watching. And then suddenly the Blues started rolling.
Yes.
And the noise was deafening. And they're the away team.
Yeah. It was incredible. So good on them. And I hope the Blues brothers and sisters up there keep it going.
Oh, yeah.
Righto. Dimmies and Timmies where?
Tonight. Timmies. Tomorrow night.
Timmies. There'll be several people named Timothy there.
Tonight,
but also Tinnies.
Tomorrow and all weekend at the London Tavern in Richmond. Good pub, that.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure you go. There's two varieties, JB. Spicy pork with scallions and cabbage.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Oh,
yeah, nice. And chicken and sweet corn with kombu.
Like that. All good.
Just as we let you go, premium. How's the joint going in Hawthorne?
Haven't started.
Nice and slowly.
Needs a bit of cash.
Every time I see a photo, I think,
tell you what,
Andy, nothing's happened.
Needs a little bit of cash, I reckon.
When Billy, you're the king of cashies. Yeah. You do cashies all the time. I don't work in a cashies world, but... If you can open the door and let me in the back.
Sparkies, plumbers.
I think I'm going to need it. Thanks, buddy.
You need a lot of it.
We'll help him out and go to Dimmies and Tinnies tonight. London Tavern Hotel tomorrow and all weekend as well. Andy Lee on the Rush Hour.
Love you,
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think that's one of the more forgettable breaks we've done on this show.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
You didn't need the prop.
That's a visual prop to a horrifically bad joke.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
On the listener app, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless.
Brownless, the only one there. Swings it wide. It's a shocking kick. Shocking kick.
But don't forget, straight after us, it is the Thursday Rub. Jack Heverin, Kate McCarthy, Isaac Smith, Jay Clark ahead of St Kilda versus Collingwood Spuds match.
I cannot believe what I'm reading.
What are you reading?
And what I heard yesterday from Zoe.
What?
As, I know I'm not the biggest. Campbell Brown is the biggest Entourage fan ever.
Yes.
But Jeremy Piven,
Ooh.
Ari Gold, is
Ari.
Close to my favourite ever character on American television, and he is in tomorrow, and I'm in Adelaide.
On the show?
On the show.
He's in with me.
He's in with you, and I'm in Adelaide.
Jeez.
I cannot believe that. Lloyd! I'll tell you, he is the best ever, Jeremy Piven. I love
him. Tomorrow?
So he's on tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Beautiful.
Looking forward to that, of course, ahead of the Cats and the Crows.
Good game.
All right, but now, Fat, we finish this rollicking show.
Good show.
Oscar Piastri, Andy Leches, we're getting good guests.
Mm. Oscar.
All right. What do you got for us?
3 minutes, Oscar.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Save on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres at Tyre Power. Buy three, get one free at Tyre Power.
A little entree for you, Jim,
This is a tour.
Yeah. A short and a long one.
Oh, no.
Two drums and a cymbal fell off a cliff.
That's it? Right.
It's not bad.
So
that's
the good bit about doing these before the show is we've got the ability to edit. We can get that out, and we start here with the jokes.
I like it. People like it. Paddy died in a fire and was burnt pretty bad, Jim, so he had to go to the morgue. Needed someone to identify.
Normally you take people to the morgue if they die, regardless of how badly burnt they are.
The morgue needed someone to identify who it was, okay? Yes. His two best friends, Seamus and Sean, were sent for him. So Seamus went in, and the mortician pulled back the sheet. Seamus said, yep, he's burnt pretty bad. Roll him over. So the mortician rolled him over. Seamus looked at him and said, no, that's not Paddy. Oh, that's rather strange. So she brought in Sean. Sean took a look at him, said, yeah, he's burnt pretty bad. Roll him over. The mortician rolled him over and Sean said, no, that ain't Paddy. The mortician said, how can that be? Tell me why. Sean said, well, Paddy had two arseholes. What? He had two arseholes. Yep, everyone knew that, Jim. Every time we went into town, folks would say, here comes Paddy with them two arseholes.
That's not bad. He's laughing.
Here comes Paddy with them two arseholes, Jim.
What I'm laughing at.
It's like when I go out.
Not a bad joke.
Yeah.
But what I'm laughing at is you start out by trying to do the Irish accent when someone speaks. Yes. And then you just tell the whole joke in an Irish accent, don't you?
It's like when I go out, Jim.
No, here comes I heard that Billy bit and I'm with not the two arseholes. Yeah, exactly.
You and him.
Clarky and Barrett.
Not bad.
Not bad. Well done, not bad, Fat.
Well, you got two there.
I'm not unhappy with that being played. The first one was rubbish. You get rid of that.
No, it was just an easy one.
Get rid of that. Not bad, Fat.
Well done, Fat.
That's 3 from 4. Not bad joke, Fat.
No, here we are. Sean and Seamus. Here comes Fatty with those two assholes.
Two freckles.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Brought to you by the Ford Ranger, Australia's number one selling vehicle in 2023.